This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. We have a habit on this show of always leading with our economy. So we're going to do something different today and lead with somebody else's disappointing economy, Europe's. Theirs, however, is actually shrinking and unemployment is rising. And today, the chief of the European Central Bank said they're considering some big moves to reinvigorate the eurozone, moves not unlike some of those of the Federal Reserve here in the U.S. Also today, the head of the ECB acknowledged that the initial plan to bail out the troubled country of Cyprus was, in his words, not so smart. That plan sent global stock markets tumbling, as you recall. The redraft is getting a better reception, but still has its critics. You can find them in the smallest European countries. Marketplace's Stephen Beard takes us on an armchair tour of the eurozone's teensiest and now anxious member states.
A love of the Umpah band is one of the many things that Luxembourg shares with its mighty neighbour, Germany. But tiny, inoffensive Luxembourg has been raising hackles in Berlin because of the size of its banking industry.
Luxembourg's banking sector is massive. It is almost solely an international financial centre.
And, says political analyst Raoul Ruperel, it's believed to be harbouring billions of tax-avoiding euros from Germany. After the Cyprus debacle, Berlin is posing an ominous question.
Whether a country can exist with these sorts of controversial economic and political approaches within the eurozone.
In the small alpine state of Slovenia, in contrast with the jaunty music, the national mood is grim following the Cypriot fiasco. Slovenian banks are also in trouble. Borrowing costs have rocketed. European officials say this country could be next in line for a bailout. But from the capital, Ljubljana, economist Sašo Stanovnik says Slovenia's been picked on because it's small.
We have a very negative trend, but we're not in a situation in where Italy, let's say, is, or Spain. So in a way, yes, we are being punished for being small.
Now to the smallest country in the eurozone, Malta, which is feeling even more beleaguered. Like Cyprus, here's another Mediterranean island laden with banks. Maltese newspaper executive Anthony Manduka.
You know, we are both small islands. We both have an important financial services sector, but that's where it ends. And I think it's not fair to sort of link the two together at all.
But all the microstates are linked by the same fear that investors will pull their money out and that the rest of the eurozone will then bully them into higher taxes and spending cuts in return for help, threatening them with expulsion from the eurozone if they don't toe the line. Jan Randolph of IHS Global Insight says that for the small countries, that is now a credible threat.
That is the atomic button that the eurozone can use. They are unlikely to use it in the case of Italy or Spain, but they can use it in the case of Cyprus and maybe Malta and Slovenia.
He says Europe's central bank has now made it possible for a small country to be ejected from the euro without the whole thing unravelling. The small countries are now feeling much smaller. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.